Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service, where we have a point every night. Brad Young in this evening. Glad you're with us here on a stormy, rainy Thursday night. Talking about flag burning, talking about constitutional law issues, all the kind of stuff I just love. It's like dessert. It's fantastic. What's on your mind? 314-436-7900. Kevin has been holding through the very long break. Hey, Kevin, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I listen all the time. This is the first time I've had the pleasure of actually talking to you. But I'm 100% with you about, you know, the flag burning and how you can burn the American flag and it's nothing, but you can burn another flag. It's 15 years. Where exactly does this stop? What if I burn, let's say, a Blue Lives Matter flag? Let's say I burn a POW flag.
Yeah.
Like, should you understand where I'm going with this?
Sure.
How can burning one flag be worth 15 years and the American flag of all things be worth nothing?
That's the point. I don't know where this goes, and I think it's only a matter of time before we see someone burning a BLM flag, and there'll be calls for them to be thrown in jail for the next 400 years. And I guess my point is, why is one different than the other? You know, it's interesting. In 1992, Kevin, the U.S. Supreme Court had a case where someone burned a cross, and it was designed as hate speech against African Americans, which is reprehensible. It's wrong. They shouldn't do it. It's terrible. But they were prosecuted for that. And the Supreme Court struck down that particular law in Minnesota because, again, it was freedom of speech. So I don't understand how, again, if you look at it from the constitutional perspective, if you're exercising freedom of speech, you're not threatening to hurt anyone, then it should be your right to do it, even if it's awful, terrible, reprehensible, and wrong. And yet here's a guy sitting still in the lockup eating bread and water every day because he burned an LGBTQ flag, and I just don't understand the difference.
I don't either, and like you said, too, don't burn flags. Don't do that. That's
no, we shouldn't be burning any flags. I don't think that's okay at all, but I understand where the Supreme Court's coming from. I just don't understand the now apparent legal distinction between one and the other.
I'm with you 100%.
All right, Kevin. Hey, appreciate the call in this evening. I always enjoy hearing
from
you. Anytime.
Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Lynn, you've been holding also through the break, my friend. Welcome to Camo X.
Oh, Brad, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
And I don't mind waiting because I was listening to the program. I was going to take a little different angle, but before I do, I want to just thank you for your program because you can tell you know the law and you connect everything up to fact. I like that.
Thank you.
What about an upside down flag? To show distress, like you don't have trust in the government?
Sure.
Is that legal?
I don't think there's any legal prohibition. I know it violates the code of conduct. I'm an Eagle Scout. I became an Eagle Scout when I was in Boy Scouts.
Good for you.
And so I know that the flag rules specify you're only allowed to fly it upside down in situations of distress or an emergency, but I don't think that that's codified by statute.
Okay, that's what I thought. But I fly American flag, and we always have a light on it.
I've got a flag. Hey, Lynn, I got to tell you, I got a flag. And let me tell you how contagious this is. I got a flag on my house. Whenever I moved to my current house in 1999, there were no flags on my entire street. The first thing I did when I moved into the house, just like I did my first house, first thing I did first day is I put up and mounted an American flag because I'm proud of this country. And I did that. And within about a month, there were five other flags on my street with other houses. So it was kind of contagious. I like that.
I like that too, Brad. Another thing about the burning of the flag, we have to kind of go back in history. I worked with voluntarily helping with a group from our church with two non-vets that are, you know, they'll work you under the table, man. But they have injuries and stuff from the war.
Mm-hmm.
And
quickly, Lynn, because we got another caller and then a break. But go quickly.
Oh, well, I don't know. I remember where I was going with that. But, the burning of the flag. The burning of the flag. These guys were drafted. All these guys were drafted, okay, when they weren't old enough to vote.
Hmm.
So the burning of the flag kind of started with that.
Yes, it did.
In my mind. Yeah. Anyhow, Brad,
exactly
I'll let
right.
you go.
All right, sir. Hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
I'll call again. I'll keep listening.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too, Brad.
Hey, Larry, you're calling in from Illinois. Welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, thank you. I want to know, is there anybody doing anything about that guy that's sitting in prison?
Not that I know of.
They ought to get him out of there.
No kidding. I mean, we talk about people who are wrongly convicted, and I'm a big fan of going through and looking at evidence. If someone has been wrongly convicted and they're in jail, they should be set free. If there's wrong evidence, if there was tainted evidence, if there was evidence that was fabricated that results in a innocent person sitting in prison, they should always be released. And you're right. Why is this guy in Iowa still sitting in jail for doing what people are doing all the time? You know, think about last summer. Think about last summer, Larry. How many times did you see someone burning an American flag during the protests for George Floyd last summer? It was a daily event, wasn't it?
But what I'm telling you is these people that stand up for our rights and are sitting in jail, if the people just let them sit there and rot, that weakens our, you know, abilities to overcome these wrongs. You know, someone should be getting that person out of prison.
Yeah, I agree. I hope someone looks into it. And I'm going to be looking into it and see if someone's going to be able to take his case, because if someone needs to be let free from prison, even though what he did was wrong and reprehensible and I disagree with it, he shouldn't be sitting in prison because of it. Appreciate it, Larry.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, he has the right to do that. I don't agree with his views.
No, I don't either. I think his views are wrong.
But what I'm saying that's freedom of speech.
You're right. And the freedom of speech
and
has to include.
If you let this guy go to prison,
right?
You know, and he did nothing wrong, That weakens all our abilities to keep our rights.
You're exactly right, Larry. Hey, I appreciate you calling in this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to check with board operator Matt. We got time for one more call?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, our last call of the segment, Tom from Harvester. Welcome to Camo X.
Hi, it's me?
Yes,
Tom?
Sir. It is you,
okay,
Tom.
I'm from Maplewood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what the guy from Iowa, what he was actually charged with, what he was actually convicted of?
Yeah, he was convicted of a hate crime.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he?
He was charged in third degree in violation of arson, harassment. It wasn't his flag. The difference here is he tore a flag down off of a church
right. That
was hanging it. He disagreed with it, tore down their flag and burned it. That's harassment against the church. It's arson. The other people burning flags out on the street, they bring their own flag to burn. It's not somebody else's flag. It's their flag. They bring it. They burn it, whatever. Now, whether you agree or disagree with that, whatever. But here's somebody who tore something down off a building and burnt it in harassment of those people in that church. for supporting the LGBTQ. Now, whether you agree or disagree with that, that's a different story. But the fact is, there's a difference between what he did and what BLM people do or whatever they're doing, other people out there burning American flags or whatever. There's a distinction.
Okay.
That's where you and the rest of the conservative media fail to point things out, the distinctions between things, and you'd like to make your own false narrative and stir people up like
right.
this.
And tell me another example of any time in this country from 1800s until today where someone serves 15 years in prison for property damage. You're never going to find it at all. You're not. And this guy was singled out because he burned a flag. And yes, there was property damage, but that's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. And you don't go to prison for 15 years because of property damage to a building. It doesn't happen. Hey, we're coming up here on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest trend in the workforce today, which is called hybrid workplaces, how they work, and how they might actually be toxic if you're involved with that. Brad Young here on At Your Service on KMOX. Don't go away.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 11 p.m. And, I'm an employer. I've got my law firms here in St. Louis. I've got employees, and many of them are working from home and coming in and then kind of doing this thing in between. So you've heard of this new employment environment. It's called hybrid workplaces. But what many don't know is what that means. And even if you do, this is such a new development, I believe, that most companies haven't learned what to do, what not to do, and how to make a hybrid workplace efficient, enjoyable, and even productive. So I reached out to Michael Cupps. He's the Senior VP of Marketing globally with Active Ops North America. It's a global company. It was a leader in the management process automation. Michael Cupps, welcome to KMOX Radio.
Hi, good evening, Brett. Thanks for having me join today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, hybrid workplaces are the current flavor of the month for corporate America. But but before we dive in to all of that, Michael Cupps, in terms of what makes or breaks a hybrid workplace, let's define what we're talking about. So for folks who may not know, what is a hybrid workplace?
Yeah, good question. And it's overused a bit maybe these days in the news, but hybrid work is really choice, in my opinion. It's allowing the employees to work where they're comfortable, where they're productive, and frankly, where they're happy and well-balanced. So companies are looking for an environment which may have some of their employees in the office, some of their employees at home, but it's really a work-from-anywhere plan. And those employees aren't necessarily always at home. Maybe they're working one day a week or 2 days a week in the office and 3 days at home. Maybe some of them are working a different shifts. Maybe they're not doing the 8 to 5. Maybe they're working 2 to 6 in the afternoon to accommodate that work-at-home lifestyle where they have kids or family members that they need to tend to. So it's really about flexibility. It's about choice, but it's also about adapting your work to allow that flexibility, but still get the work done and still perform as a company. Because at the end of the day, for the company to survive, they need to embrace their employees' productivity as well as their well-being.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into some of these. There was an article in Inc. magazine this week, and I'm going to go through some of the things from that article. But, you know, it just occurred to me, Michael Cupps, as I was thinking about this interview today, you know, there's a great line from the first Jurassic Park movie where Jeff Goldblum's character says to billionaire John Hammond, "Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should." And that occurred to me. Are we seeing some of that today in corporate America as it relates to hybrid workplaces where they're jumping ahead because the technology's there without necessarily thinking through if it's best for their particular company and best for their employees?
I think that's a good observation, but I also feel like they're being pressured into it quickly, probably faster than they were ready to do. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the technology is there to enable it, because when the pandemic hit and everybody had to go work from home, it was pretty binary. Companies had to figure out how to accommodate that. Now, this hybrid work world or this return to the office is a new adventure for employers, because they've got employees that are maybe concerned about their safety, or employees that have found out they really like working from home and they're more productive. So what they're facing with, employers are right now, is jumping to it. And many of them are jumping to conclusions that, quite frankly, could cost them a year or two while they adapt to this in productivity and performance, because you know, we've seen some big investment firms saying categorically everybody will be back in the office on this date. And what's happening now is you've also maybe heard the term the Great Resignation, because employees now have choice, and companies forcing something because they have a generalized view of what the future looks like, they're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, and that's an excellent observation. We're talking to Michael Cupps. He's the Senior VP of Marketing Globally with ActiveOps North America. And this Inc. magazine article that I mentioned that came out this week, it discussed some red flags that indicate potentially problems with a hybrid workplace. So I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I just want to mention some of the things in this particular article, Michael Cupps, to see what your take on these are. And one is that there's no senior leaders who work remotely. If that's in your company, if that's in Acme Company, where folks are working remotely, but there's no senior leaders who are doing that, is that a red flag? And if so, why?
Yeah, it's absolutely a red flag, because it's the, you know, the old adage, what is it? Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
And if you carry that out, what it says to the employee is that manager that is going to the office every day is still living in the old operating model. And that old operating model is not fit for purpose anymore, because this new flexible environment. And so what they're making assumption of is that they are trying to manage the way they used to, where, you know, managers lost their biggest tool, which was their eyes and ears.
Yes.
And so they would walk the floor and talk to their employees or listen to them or catch up with them in the hallway over coffee or what have you. Now managers need a different paradigm for managing it. And if they're not actually out there living it with the employees, they're going to set a bad example. And that's going to reflect in the culture. Employees are going to see it. They're going to sense it. And they are going to seek options that are more comfortable for them. Culture is a big, big thing for employees these days, especially as the workforce is getting younger and there's a influence of just that connectedness wherever they are. So employers are going to have to adapt to that. If they're going to manage the old way, then they're going to really have a challenge ahead of them.
You know, you mentioned culture, Michael Cupps. You mentioned culture. I have a law firm here in St. Louis, and with my employees, you know, we do the same thing that probably most companies do. Someone has a birthday, we'll bring in a cake, we'll have a little bit of a celebration. I order in pizza probably once a month. If someone does something outstanding, I tell everybody, we brag on them, I'll take them out to lunch, pick up the tab. You know, those kinds of things, just to let my employees know that I appreciate their hard work and I appreciate their dedication. But that kind of stuff only happens at the office. So how does the absence of that, if you've got a workforce who are working from their home, you know, with their poodle on their lap while they're at home in their basement, how can that negatively impact the just the attitude and the inspiration for your workforce who is working from home?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's challenging for managers because you're right. We've kind of grown up that when it's somebody's birthday, you celebrate in person, and you wish them a happy birthday, and all of that good stuff. The real world, though, evolved during the pandemic, good or bad. We learned that there's new ways of getting services, whatever that may be, whether it's delivering food to your home, getting groceries delivered differently at curbside, things like that. So the service industry adapted, and what I would urge managers to do is think about adapting that celebration system or reward system. It's really about rewards and building the culture. You can't treat people that are showing up to the office different than you treat the people that are working remotely because they choose to, or maybe there's a reason why they need to work remote. You have to have that reward system be flexible enough that you can still celebrate, whether it's, you know, a Zoom call that has both it's a hybrid call, you know, where sure. You have people in office and at home, and you've maybe delivered a cake to their house, and you're still doing a celebration, and it includes all of those. Yes, it's going to be awkward at first. Yes, it's a little different, but people are getting used to it, and people understand that. And, you know, I can't tell you the number of conferences I've attended where they've either shipped a bottle of wine to my house, and, you know, they have a happy hour at the end of it. And yes, it's different, but, sure. You know, the world's different now.
But it still conveys that same message that as an employer, I want my employees to know I appreciate them. I value their intellect. I value their service. I value their dedication, and I value their excellence. And that's a way to still convey that message, even if it's something that shows up via UPS.
That's exactly right. As long as it's sincere and honest conversation, whether it's a reward system or a performance discussion, it should be based on kind of facts and data, and it should be fair across the playing field. Mm-hmm. So whether you're working at home and being measured for your work output or you're in the office, it shouldn't matter. The scorecard should be the same.
Excellent. Hey, we're talking to Michael Cupps. He's the Senior VP of Marketing Globally with Active Ops North America. And last question. You know, one of the things in corporate America that's always been a factor is a person's career path, you know, how they work up the corporate ladder to go from making at the low end of the totem pole when it comes to getting paid to actually earning a better living and being able to provide for your family. But having no career path for remote workers, at least from my perspective, that could also be a red flag, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If remote workers aren't presented with the same opportunities as somebody in person, then that's going to be a challenge for the culture. You're probably going to topple over top heavy on kind of playing favorites. What you have to implement is this transparency. You have to have the data to make decisions, measure everybody the same. So whatever the scorecard is, that is whatever good looks like, everybody should have the chance to achieve that good and feel in control of that good, which means managers got to be smarter about how they're distributing work, how they have conversations and coaching. And then you're going to have to find new ways to interact, because a lot of times when you think about promoting somebody, it's because you get to know them maybe over a glass of wine or a lunch or something like that. But you're getting to know them, and then you feel comfortable that they're ready to take that step. So managers are going to have to find ways to do that. And maybe that's not, you still do it in person, but maybe you just meet them for a cup of coffee for 30, 45 minutes, you know, every other week or something, sure, like that. So you still get that
personal,
in-person FaceTime.
Personal connection. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That connection can still stay there, but you still don't have to be in the office 9 to 5 in order to get that connection anymore.
Fantastic. And Michael Cupps, if people want more information about ActiveOps North America and what they might be able to do and what you might be able to do for their company, where can folks find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. We are ActiveOps, and you can find us at ActiveOps.com. We're a global company. We have a set of software solutions and a methodology for helping managers just make better decisions. So we can collect data in a unique way about people's time, people's work, and the well-being of that employee. And we feed that to managers in various dashboards, and it allows them to make smarter decisions in real time or whether they're forecasting for the future. And so it's just about making managers smarter and more helpful overall. So I appreciate the time. And again, it's ActiveOps.com.
Exactly. Michael Kupp, Senior Vice President of Marketing Globally with ActiveOps North America. Hey, thanks for joining us this evening on Camo X.
Yes, thank you. Have a great evening.
And to you as well, sir. Thank you. Hey, when we come back, we've got more news of the day. Also, what's on your mind? I'm just now starting to reply to some of these texts. You guys are sending in lots of texts. I'm responding as fast as I humanly can, so thank you for that. But what's on your mind? Give us a call, 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 11 p.m. And listen, I got to tell you, during that break, there was a promo for Hancock and Kelly. And Matt Pajeski, I'm going to ask you, board operator extraordinaire, you got to flag the tape, my friend, because John Hancock said, "I have no butt, but I do have a gut." And let me tell you, you got to flag that, because next time I see John, that's the first thing I'm going to ask him about. That is classic. That is going into the archives. Speaking of going into the archives, we've gotten lots of texts. I got so many, it's been hard for me to respond during the break. Love all the texts. And one of them, I got to tell you, it just made my day. Someone texted in and said, "Man, oh man, I miss working nights so I can listen to Brad Young. Thank you for being at my service. A great sequel to Overnight America. And you made my day. Thank you." And so if you've got some other texts or things on your mind, 314-436-7900. Barbara's been holding for a while. Hey, Barbara, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you, sir. Anyway, I don't think anyone should burn the American flag because it shows disrespect for our country.
I agree.
And we have a great country. And basically it shows that, you know, all the men that served. And I was in the Army, and all the men that served, like my dad, in World War II, and he's passed away recently, on Iwo Jima and all that, they put up the American flag so that they could say the enemy wasn't there anymore.
Mm.
And Corregidor, my grandfather, put up a
flag
to say the enemy isn't there anymore. So
What a legacy of honor and service you have.
Yeah, well, I will say that if you know that the American flag is there and you're in the military, you know that the enemy isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that that's a sign that the friendly forces are there. So what I'm saying is to show disrespect to the American military or to show disrespect to our country is really bad.
It is. And I want to thank you, Barbara, for your service. Thank you.
Okay,
as well as
the
service for your family. That is phenomenal. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Keep listening. Hey, Kim, welcome to KMOX.
Brad, I am going to take a little bit of a twist on the work from home thing.
Okay.
I have just finished filling out my paperwork and getting videos ready because I'm going for guide dog number 5. Now, here is where I'm getting frustrated.
And just so people know, Kim, you're visually impaired, right?
I am visually impaired.
Yep, we've spoken before. Thank you. And so folks just need to have that as a setup. You're visually impaired. So you've been completing paperwork to get another guide dog. Is that right?
Dog number five.
Okay.
Now the thing is, for the past year, the folks in the offices have been working remotely. Now, the trainers are going in to work with their string of dogs, and I'm having a trainer come out tomorrow to do a home interview with me. So I asked her, I said, are we going to have the luxury of you guys bringing the dogs to us instead of us having to come to you? Well, her response to that was that since the trainers are going in and working with their dogs and trying to match the right dog with the right student, we're going to have to go in to the school and stay in the dorms, which, you know, I think, first of all, I want to say I've had both of my vaccine shots. But, you know, if the staff is able to work from home, it kind of upsets me the fact that they're making us come in.
Sure. In other words, just to kind of summarize your point, Kim, whenever they're working from home, it makes it harder for customers to interact with these necessary businesses and services that, for someone like you, that you rely upon.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And that's something that I think has to be calculated into these work-from-home propositions, because if it's not ultimately helping the customer, which in this instance is you, then they're kind of, at least to some extent, defeating the purpose, aren't they?
That's the way I feel about it. And I tell you what, to be honest, every time I think about it, it makes me almost wish I hadn't have applied for another guide dog, because I don't want to say I feel cheated, but in the long run, you know, I need.
Yeah, but it's just harder for you, and I certainly understand that. Hey, Kim, we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks so much for calling in this evening to Kim OX.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Have a good evening. Yeah, we've got some time left. We need to take this confiscatorily high profit center break here on KMOX. 50,000 red hot watts. So appreciate you tuning in this evening. More news of the day right after this on KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And earlier this hour, we've kind of been talking about flag burning this hour, and it was a continuation of a conversation we actually had two nights ago here on Camo X. But I had two different callers who called in this evening stating that this guy in Iowa who got sentenced to 15 years in prison, it wasn't because he burned the flag. It was because he stole the flag. And I had two different callers say it wasn't about hate speech. It was about the fact that he stole a flag. Well, it's interesting because during one of the breaks, I looked up that particular decision and a news story about it. And I'm quoting now from a news story, and this is from the actual prosecuting attorney in Iowa who prosecuted this case, Jessica Reynolds. And these are her quotes, and I'm quoting her twice here, which she said, quote, "It was a crime born of bigotry and hatred," unquote. And then she went on to state that, and again, I'm quoting, as she talks about this was the first person in the country's history to be convicted of a hate crime. And this is what she said. And again, I'm quoting, "The hard reality is there are people who target individuals and commit crimes against individuals because of their race, gender, sexual orientation," unquote, she told the Ames Tribune. So, and then she went on to state, "And when that happens, it's so important that as a society, we stand up people and have severe consequences for those actions," unquote. So the prosecuting attorney who prosecuted this individual who went to jail, by her own words, it didn't have much, if anything, to do that with the fact that he stole the flag. What it had to do was that he was committing a hate crime by burning the flag. But if you follow that logic, why isn't it a hate crime to burn the American flag? Because you can fit all of this into the exact same reasoning. It was a crime born of bigotry and hatred. Well, aren't people who hate the United States, can't they say that that's also born of bigotry and hatred? I can absolutely assure you that it's hatred, because just this week, Black Lives Matter organization sent out a tweet supporting Cuba, supporting the government of Cuba, and blaming the United States for the downward spiral of a communist country. And if that's not speech that's born of hate, I'm not sure that I know what is or what the difference is. So, yes, hate speech is reprehensible. I condemn it. I don't want anyone to engage in hate speech. But should someone sit in prison because they exercised the rights guaranteed under the First Amendment that protect freedom of speech? I don't think so. You know, that's why I've always admired the ACLU in the 1970s. I've told this story before, if you've heard me tell the story, but we studied this in law school. And in the 1970s, the ACLU was representing a group of white nationalists in Skokie, Illinois. They were in Skokie, Illinois, and they were Ku Klux Klan members, and they were protesting against Jews in Skokie, Illinois. Now, I can't think of anything more reprehensible than spouting racial hatred and bigotry in a speech, in a march, where you're marching against someone because of their ethnicity and because of their religious heritage. You're hating them because of that. That is as low as a person can get. And yet the ACLU went to court to protect the rights of those Ku Klux Klan members to spew hatred. And I know that seems contradictory, folks. I know it does. But if you get to decide, if the government gets to decide your speech is okay, but someone else's speech is not okay, then that's the slippery slope that the First Amendment was designed to prevent. So the ACLU even said, even though we hate their speech, and the attorneys who represented the Ku Klux Klan members were Jewish, which shows you how strongly they support the right to free speech, even if they disagree with it with every fiber of their being. And yet I don't see that attitude today. It seems to be lacking. And now it seems to be that if the zeitgeist of our country, the cultural perspectives of our nation say, I don't agree with your speech, then we are going to ban it. We're going to ban it from social media. We're going to kick you off of Facebook. We're going to kick you off of YouTube and Twitter. We're going to flag your posts on Instagram, and we're going to put you in prison for ostensibly doing what other people have done, burning a flag, and you get to walk the streets free with no consequences. Even the district attorney in Ames, Iowa, said there has to be consequences. Well, there should be consequences, but apparently there are only consequences for a few who say something that the culture disagrees with. If they agree with you, then apparently there are no consequences to that symbolic speech. Brad Young and At Your Service tonight here on KMOX. Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. Call or text on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!